There he is, Gregory. Oh, where's all my buttons? Turn on.
Okay.
We're
There we
doing it.
go.
Doing it live once again.
Doing it live to tape. It's this one's
Yep.
all analog. We're gonna press this one to vinyl from tape. We're gonna
It's
get it.
warmer.
Yeah.
It's warmer. Well, vinyl's much warmer.
Once
And it
that
really brings out
needle
our dulcet tones.
hits the groove. Man, speaking of which, whoo, I was there when you got your Nine Inch Nails record with a fucking hole punched through it.
Yeah, that was a real bummer. It's a real
Man.
fucking bummer. But they sent a new one's coming, I think, tomorrow.
Was funny because I went to go grab breakfast that morning, and I like I the DoorDash or Grubhub or whatever dropped off breakfast, and I grabbed it, and I saw as a 30-year record collector, like I'm used to seeing records outside of the house, like and grabbing them
Right,
and bring. But like I
sure.
looked at it, I was like, sure looks like a record, but it filters to buy records. I was like, huh, that's strange. And then I just went about my day, and you were like, oh, huh, I think my record's here. And I was like, oh, right, that was a record I saw outside.
That was exactly the record package size record. Yeah. Yeah. I'm being fucked by an ice machine at the moment.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Ice machines are notoriously one of the worst appliances you could own.
Well, because, we had the land last weekend,
We did,
and
yes, which we'll unpack during I
we'll
think the
unpack
show, during the show.
probably. And Kirk brought ice. Our friend Kirk brought
Yes, he
ice
brought a bag of
because
ice.
he brought a bag of ice. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I need to just bite the bullet and buy a ice maker. And Costco has an ice maker. And I'm like, all right, I'll buy an ice maker because I'm under the impression that like it makes the ice and it stores the ice.
No, you need to learn to talk to some more people before you make purchases like this.
It doesn't store the ice. Plaquey,
No.
it can make 15 pounds of ice in 6 hours, but
And then
fuck,
guess what? That's your
the
fucking problem.
whole thing. Or you can just leave the ice in there and it will just constantly make ice. It's the fucking circle of ice. Fucking,
I hope you're ready to fill a fucking Stanley with 9 pounds of ice every day.
No shit. It's like we have the ice maker in the fridge upstairs, and you just go. It's like it's it, you it's like small plates. You just take what you need. You know, every you just take. No, this is like I'm gonna make you 15 fucking pounds of ice. Or actually, no, I'm gonna make you 15 pounds of ice in fucking 2 pound increments. And what are you gonna do with that? You have to empty it out, but you can't put it back in because that's where all the water is. Can't put it down in the vat.
So the ice makers inside of freezers, so that they don't explode,
Sure.
have on-off switches. Once you turn
Sure.
an ice maker on, that motherfucker's making ice. And it doesn't stop until you tell it to.
It doesn't stop. And then it's like, well, you can keep the ice in there for 18 hours. Let me tell you right now, Frigidaire, incorrect.
Nope. And on top of that, those things are notoriously fickle. Like it'll
I
just
can't wait.
stop working for no reason.
Great. Great.
I would
It
avoid
doesn't even make the
own.
good ice.
No, those are expensive.
I know.
What's his face from YouTube, the chef? Like as if there's one. Joshua Weissman,
Yeah.
he has a new studio kitchen, and he got the pebble
Yeah.
ice maker.
Yeah.
And then he got one in his house. That's how much he liked
There's
it.
like a GE one that's like fucking where it hooks up to your phone and shit. And I looked at it and it was like $600. And I was like, I'll go to Costco and I will spend a tenth of that
Oh,
on this
you are
fucking
in. You should
nightmare.
just. I hope you do
I've
not break
unplugged
that box down. I hope it's gonna go right back in that box.
I have unplugged it and it will be plugged back into the next LAN.
For what? We
Because
don't. What
that
do we need ice for?
is
Why?
fucking Kirk needs ice.
Kirk
He
is the only
polished
one. You
off.
have an ice maker in your freezer.
But he pulled not down here, not in this fridge.
No,
That's
I'm
the problem.
saying
There's no ice.
he can go upstairs and fucking put his
But he
maker's mark on ice in your freezer. That's what he was doing. He was
fucking
just.
Chester
Oh.
brought fucking square ice cubes.
That was, yeah,
I
okay,
have
hold
a
on.
bag of square ice
He
cubes
left
in my
those there?
fucking freezer. Yeah, of course he did.
So Kirk rolls up into a LAN party with a 20-pound bag of ice like you would at a party. Okay, fine. That I understand. Chester came through with crystal clear blocks of square ice and orange peels in a bag. Yep. In case you're wondering what side of the poverty line we're on.
The levels we're dealing with here. Okay. Oh man.
His gaming monitor is a fucking frame TV. In case you're wondering.
It's an LG TV, but it is a TV. It's a 42-inch.
You're wondering what the LG smell of money on fire is like, come to the LAN party.
He ordered, I don't know how much you paid for Dunkin', but he ordered Dunkin' on Sunday morning, and he paid $80.
Wait, that was Chester that ordered that?
Yeah.
Oh, I said I just paid Quark for that, and then he said, "Thank you." Well, here's what I'll tell you. I ordered the same thing Saturday morning, but without the Munchkins. I just got donuts and coffee. That was $65.
That's fucking wild. You know the Dunkin' is just down the street. I told Tiff that. She's like, "Wow, you guys really don't leave the house." I was like, "That's right. We don't leave the fucking house." Mm-mm. Ever.
No, nobody leaves. Nobody. Well, except for children.
We just consume ice over and over and over.
Yeah, we're just eating ice like crazy.
We're going to have to now to keep up with this fucking thing.
Listen, we're going to save a lot of money because we're eating ice cubes. Where DJ goes on the water pop diet and then faints on a treadmill. Remember that episode of Full House?
No, classic. No, I think maybe I've seen four episodes.
Classic episode.
And I can't remember any of them.
Classic episode.
Didn't he say, isn't there something about a beaver?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, a woodchuck?
A woodchuck puppet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the guy that Alanis Morissette was real angry at.
Yeah. He ought to know.
He's the you ought to know guy.
Supposedly.
Right.
Supposedly.
And then Rebecca Roman Stamos's
who?
Husband. Rebecca Roman Stamos.
Those are three words and you literally said each one different each time.
My brain is all fucked up. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, great.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. I have brain fog every day now, and I feel like I'm exhausted all the time. I'm sure it's normal. I'm sure it's fine.
And you're using your machine. You're using the breathing apparatus. Yeah.
I am using the breathing apparatus.
Because I mean, I've been having my ups and downs with that thing, but the days when I wake up and it's still there, I'm like, this is going to be a better day.
This is going to be a good day.
But
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm dying. We'll find out.
Yeah, stay tuned.
I have a CT scan scheduled for a week from Tuesday. I already got all the blood test shit done and all that stuff, and everything came back normal. So they're like, my doctor's like, "I think you're fatigued." Ooh. And I was like, "Okay, maybe."
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe we should scan my head just to be sure there's nothing fucking around in there.
It's true.
We're here,
while we're doing all this other stuff.
While we're in the neighborhood. I've been eating a lot of ice. I don't know if that helps or hurts.
Can't help your jaw.
No, you're not supposed to bite ice.
If it strains your jaw, then, you know.
The first time I bit into an ice cube, it, like, mortified Tiff. She's like, "You're not supposed to bite ice. It'll chip your teeth." And I was like, "Oh, my sweet summer child."
Like, you're a Cocker Spaniel. And someone gave you an ice cube, and you're as a cat. I made a cat noise, but you know what I mean.
Whatever. They all make the same noise.
They all make the same noise when they're in pain.
When they're chewing on ice, they shouldn't be chewing on
Cocker Spaniels.
Oh, cats. Boy.
Hey, so how about that eclipse? Did you go out there and check out that eclipse?
Oh, yeah. Almost totality here in great Chicagoland area.
Yeah. This is
The high school was doing a countdown.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a little strange. Mm-hmm. Can we just for a second talk about the eclipse for just like one second real quick?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second in 7 years we had two of these, mm-hmm. total. Okay, so mm-hmm. And this is the second time that grown ass adult people mm-hmm. drove hours to be mm-hmm. in the 100% totality. Mm-hmm. I believe named after the worst Korn album, Path of Totality, produced by Skrillex. The last time it happened 7 years ago, and now this time, adults have said, like, wow, it was really moving. It was like really, like, it really affected me. Like, I really thought about like how small we are.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, have you thought about space for like one fucking second?
Here's the terrible secret of space, right? Like, no one thinks about it. No one thinks about like the reality of the fucking and so I get it. So like this like reminds people of like the reality of the, but like y'all, I can't tell you how big space is. Only that I could say that if you were traveling at the speed of fucking light in space, that would not be fast enough to see the nearest fucking galaxy in your lifetime.
Have you thought about, like,
do you understand?
Have you thought about, like, a black hole opening next to the planet? Have you thought about the Earth slows down just even a little bit? My people, it being dark at 2 p.m. is not the most crazy.
And not even that dark. Like, not even that dark. Let's be real with ourselves here for a second. Well, it got dark, but, like, it wasn't, like... Yeah, no, I know. It's like, space is horrifying.
That's why a lot of horror movies take place in space.
There is a thing called cosmic horror that is just based on unfathomably large creatures, because space is unfathomably large. Oh, yeah, no, I'm with you.
Fucking eclipse, people. I don't know. Fucking idiots.
I mean, I went out there with the glasses and I looked and I was like, look at that. The sun's almost covered the whole thing up. Or the moon's almost covered the whole thing up. How about that?
Yeah. I did. I just stayed inside and I watched. I had scheduled a meeting weeks ago for the exact time of the eclipse. So I had people in my meeting who were like, yeah, sorry, I was outside watching the eclipse. And I was like, sorry, you could decline the meeting. You can reschedule the meeting. You don't have to get up all in my... Oh, speaking of work, fuck, man, my fucking boss put a fucking 8 a.m. meeting on my calendar tomorrow. I mean, that's only one of two things. Like, you're doing super great, or this is it. You're done. We've reached the end of your employment. Join the Discord. Link is in the show notes to find out if I lost my job.
Oh, boy. How long is the meeting?
An hour, which seems too long for a firing.
That's too long. That's way too long.
Yeah. I mean, unless it's to throw me off the scent.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But that's it. That's all I got. And I think we got some. Anything you doing?
I just wanted to. Danny's on a cruise right now, so he can't hear
Danny's
this.
Danny's on a cruise right now.
But he's a real asshole. He got me to buy this. So
oh my god,
we're running this problem with Titan. Where Titan is our cat.
Mm-hmm.
Titan and I have a tenuous relationship.
That doesn't sound that cat. he was like sleeping on your fucking face during the LAN party.
Correct.
He loves you.
And he loves me.
Okay.
It's the other way where I have trouble. But like, so his like his stuff's all back in there, right? Like all the fucking like Tiff changes the litter, and I don't.
Hold on. So people know, behind Fish is a door which I have never been through.
There is a room behind me.
Yes.
And that is where the cat's lair is. His litter box is in there, his food and his water.
Okay.
He always runs out of water and food, and we don't know about it until he comes and tells us about it. So I bought this
own wing of the house. So yeah, how would you know?
Exactly. This is like Saltburn, but for cats.
Yeah.
And so I bought this fucking water fountain that will tell me when he's out of water.
Okay.
Right?
Listen, I would...
Like extending the olive leaf.
My cat's food and water is visible from across the house. I still want something to tell me when it's running low. So go ahead.
So here's the problem with this thing, though.
Okay.
It alerts me
Yeah.
Anytime he fucking drinks. And not only does it alert me, because it is like so precisely weighed, it tells me how much he has drank.
Well, yeah, but that's and like so a health thing, right? Like to know he's drinking. Right,
but I don't need that. I just need to. I need to know water empty or full. That's all I need to know. So I'm like going through the fucking notification settings. No, there's one notification setting on off. That's it. That's it. So from here on out, if you ever want to know, how much Titan has drank in the course of our podcast, I can give you that information because I have it now. Whether I want it or not, I fucking have it.
I think you should get one of those like LED boards, and that tells like it runs across the screen how much he's drank.
I'm just thinking that like every time he comes out of there and it's alerted me, I should just be clapping like he bought an iPhone or some shit.
Congratulations.
All right. That's it. That's all.
That's it. All right. Well, we can do the show if you're ready.
Sure.
Welcome to the Bullshot Podcast, episode 304. Today's Thursday, April 11th, 2024. My name is Jim Putty. With me is Fish.
Yes.
They call him that because he knows how much water is in the cat's bowl at all times.
And that's so where... I need to fill it up with ice, which I can make very quickly.
You don't even put water in it anymore. You just go put the ice in his bowl.
Yeah, there you go. There it is. Problem solved.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
I was done and I dumped out the water that was in there because I was like, I don't need this. And as I'm dumping it out, I'm like slowly turning it over. And then like I noticed there's a drain plug on the bottom of the thing. And so I like put it back and I'm like reading the instructions. It's like, do not tip over. Great.
This thing's going right back to Costco.
Yeah, but see, the great thing about Costco is I can take it back in 3 years and they'll be like, yeah, sure. No, absolutely.
That's true.
We have a new version that'll alert you every time we make ice.
I see memes about that shit, and I'm shocked. Like, I can't believe that's real. Like,
oh, dude, it's totally real. Fucking yeah. Lindsay and Eli will return to Christmas tree.
That sounds like the perfect scam. That's big Hodap energy.
I know.
Oh, all right, we'll get our Christmas tree from Costco, but then... On December 26th, we're returning it to Costco.
No, they returned it. They returned it prior to Christmas because they were unsatisfied with it.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, sure. But I thought you meant like they did this. They did the thing like a woman who buys a dress and then wears it once and then returns it.
No, they did return a couch like a year and a half after they bought it. But
yes, that I remember because they were unhappy with like. It was like sinking weird. Like, wasn't it like not comfortable? Like, it got uncomfortable. Yeah, that's so weird to me. I saw, remember the fire pit in Joe's condo, which I then lived in. Apparently, the landlord took that back to Costco and got the money back for it. Like, when we left.
Oh.
I would love to know what happened to that area of that condo because it should have been condemned. I don't know how we can go into detail on this on the podcast, but like I lived in a condo that had it was a second floor condo, but the condo was above a garage. So like the apart, we were the first floor of condos.
Sure.
And the corner units, you know this, but people at home don't. Well, Cliff knows, but you go out a side door, like a sliding glass door, and there was like a patio, like a terrace, like a thing that you went out on. And apparently they were never meant to be living spaces and they started like flooding and leaking.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And like mold, like they were growing mold. Like it was bad. And then when we left that condo, the landlord sold that condo. But as we were leaving, the building people were like, yeah, you should not be coming out here. Like, this should not be open like this. Like, this should be, like, condemned.
But there was a sliding glass door
out
onto that patio. Like, it wasn't like you were climbing through a window to hang out on a roof.
No. It was, it was meant to be additional outdoor space. And it was really nice. We threw the first two big bottle shares out there.
I remember that. And
you know, and while Joe lived there, that was there was countless times we were out there hanging out. You know, that was where we hung out for a while. But I don't know. I'd love to know. One of these days, I should drive by it and see if like just drive into that parking lot and just see if those those things are open. Like, do people sell furniture out on them? There was the one. They had the neighbor across the. It was three condo buildings. There was another one that they had put a fucking jacuzzi out on that thing.
Well, wasn't there one on the other side?
Not heavy or not light. They're
No. They're very quite heavy, filled with water.
Yeah, some would say. Yeah, you know what? And I think the people across. No, what I'm thinking of is when this is a lot of inside baseball. Joe lived in two condo buildings, two of those condo buildings, and the one that I was living in, it was the people across from me that had the jacuzzi.
Right. You lived in Jen's old condo, which became Joe's condo,
which became my condo, which became I lived it. I rented it. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of jacuzzis, we had a LAN party over the weekend at your place. I think there's some interesting insight. I think there's some stuff to unpack. I don't know how you feel about it overall, how it went.
I think it went all right.
Yeah. I think that the curse of the four-player game like really reared its head.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
I guess we can say we played a lot of Helldivers 2, but only four of us at a time.
Right.
There were five of us that really wanted to play Helldivers 2.
Right.
So there was either a time when one of those people actually had to leave for a while. So that was no biggie. But then they came back, and then there was times when it was like, okay, well, we're going to play Helldivers 2. And then somehow the four people who were going to play kind of just materialized. I'm still not entirely sure.
And that happened a lot. It happened with Demio, too.
Right. And we were playing a game called Demio on the Quest headsets. Those are only, that's only four players. I played a lot of Diablo 4 actually, at the LAN party, and made progress. I made some really significant engineering progress in Diablo 4. I actually have a lot of questions. Unfortunately, the Diablo is on a cruise apparently, but I breached the level 50 threshold, for only the second time in Diablo 4. And it left me with more questions than answers about how I'm supposed to be playing the game. Because I ran the capstone dungeon and beat it. I raised the tier level to nightmare, and then found myself fighting level 55 creatures as a level 50 and 51 player, and just dying over and over again.
Sure.
And I was like, so am I not supposed to turn this up yet? Like, because at level 50, they're like, yo, run the capstone dungeon. You better go run the capstone.
Right.
Go run that capstone dungeon.
Right.
And then I ran it and I beat it. But then that left me too underleveled to actually do anything in the nightmare tier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little confused about how I'm supposed to be playing Diablo 4 right now, other than doing the, season blessing stuff, which is some of that's my level. So I have enough I can do with that. I just can't do it at tier 3. It's too, the enemies are too powerful. There you go. Yeah. That's my Diablo 4 update. Insight.
I agree. I think that we even commented on it at the LAN that they just don't make. Like, we played golf with friends. You played finals with folks. No,
we never played the finals.
Really? Touched it. I thought you guys played it.
What?
Someone played it.
No, nobody played it. No. Eddie and Jack, I think Jack was showing Eddie how to play it. In the hopes that we would all play it at some point, and we never did. We never played Counter-Strike 2. We never played Battlefield. It was really here was my sort of like the thing that made me like wonder if everyone was having a good time. Our back of the half of your basement was Helldivers players. And like, so we were kind of doing this like weird rotation where five of us were kind of jumping in and out of Helldivers. And then there were two people not playing Helldivers.
Yeah.
And I kind of left going like, were they bored or like, was that boring? Like, there was big energy to me that like, we could have just done this at home.
I don't think that they were bored.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think that they don't get a lot of time to do that. Because, like, there were times where we, like, tried to rope them into things, and they were like, no, we'll keep doing this.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. It's great to hang out. It's great to be there. It's mm-hmm. great, like, it's fun to hang out, but, like, it just feels sort of like, what are we dragging all this stuff over here for?
Right.
Like, you know, for us to all kind of be playing our own games a lot of the time, or not right. a lot of the time, but like some of the time, you're like, okay, well, I'm playing Diablo and that person's playing Sea of Thieves and these three people are playing Helldivers and this person's going to try like a different game. They got into that. You know what I kept forgetting about is they were playing that stupid game that was free for a day.
Yeah. The content warning. Yeah.
Yeah. They were playing some content warning, which,
but again, four players. Finally,
right. And again, it's four players. So it's just kind of a bummer. Like it felt strange to me. Like, some of this is kind of a bummer, like that we're not all playing the same game or like even attempting to play the same. Golf with Friends is a perennial, that game right. is what, eight players. That's we have tons of fun playing Golf with Friends, but that's not like, I think there's something about coming to a LAN party and making progress in a game. Like Helldivers, like I leveled up so much in Helldivers over the weekend.
Right.
Like we played so much of it. It's the most I played, you know, since it came out. But I don't know. There's just kind of like a weirdness to like sit. At one point, I was playing Fortnite with Alice, like while he was, you know, here. Right. I was just like,
yeah, yeah. I don't know. I can never tell if it's going well or not. I think that there's. I worry that maybe the novelty of it has maybe worn a little. Like, I think that I walked away with more confidence from each one the newer they were. So, like, the first one, the second one, the third one. And then, like, now that we're doing them every quarter, which I'm fine with, it just seems like the novelty has worn off a little bit, maybe.
A little bit. But also, as I was leaving Sunday, Chester brought up something that I had also been kind of thinking. It was like, okay, it's a weekend LAN party. We're having a weekend of LAN gaming, but we don't get there till 5 on Friday.
Right. And then we just have Saturday. We basically just have Saturday.
Yeah.
That's another thing I thought about.
Noon on Sunday.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That was another thing I thought about. It's that we need another day. Maybe. I don't know. Cause yeah, I feel like that Saturday just blows past. Like
it's what I was talking about last episode. Just look up and it's 10 o'clock at night.
Right. I remember looking up and being like, oh, wow, it's already 5. Like, this day is, and I've been up since 7, so this day is mostly over. You know? And I've been gaming for 10 hours, and it's like, and it's already mostly over.
I think the other thing, too, is like, if only, Chester was saying, like, well, what if we did Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? But why not just do Friday? Get there at, like, 10 in the morning on Friday.
Well, I'm
like,
always not, like, open to that, but no one wants to come then. No one shows up then.
Well, I guess the other thing is like, are we the only weirdos who's like, this is not enough time?
No, I don't think, like, well, I don't know. I don't know. It's something certainly to talk about. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been as voracious as scheduling the next one. Cause I'm trying to figure out what to do. Like I want to have, like, it's not like I want to not do another one. It's just like, do I want to, this quarter three is real weird for me because July is all fucked up and then August is all fucked up. And then if we do it in September, then it's like, if we do it in September, then we can't really do it in October because then it's like back to back. And so I don't know. I have to think about it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of a bummer. I don't want to sound like I don't want to do them because I love doing them. It's just more one of those things where it's like, yeah, if we're just gonna play four player games, we should just have four people there. You know, like,
or why are we? I mean, or just like you could just do it from home, like you. Right. Okay, or and this is my total wacko brain anxiety. Or you could make a schedule. 5 to 7 is gonna be this game. We break for dinner. Then 8:30 to 10. Is golf with like you, so that way, like, there's at least like a sign up sheet mentality to it in a sense. Sure. Like, okay, this is what we could be playing at this time. Who wants to do it?
Yeah,
and because it does have, yeah. you know, I think there's something, I think there's a, well, this is just me speaking personally. I don't know how anybody else feels, but like when it's like, okay, we're going to play Helldivers 2 and then 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I'm like, oh, I wanted to do that too. Like, and like, there was no like rhyme or reason to why the groups didn't come together certain ways. Like,
yeah,
it was like, oh
yeah,
I guess I'm just going to not do that now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure Quark and Jack have a good time, 'cause they don't get to do that. They don't get right. time to play. And Eddie and Kirk probably do, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Chester just likes to hang out.
Yeah.
Hmm. But yeah, it was a different vibe this time. You're absolutely right. I don't think it was a bad LAN in so much, but like, I think that like there's like erosion there that if we don't address, will like make it so that we don't want to do LANs anymore or not as frequently or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think all in all, it's still fun hanging out.
Yeah.
Like when you look back, you go, oh, I mean, it was fun. Like it was fun, like right. hang out. But I don't think like we could go get an Airbnb and like hang sure. out in the woods or something. Like, you know, the gaming seems to be at sometimes not as big of a focus.
Yeah.
But then again, like, but also maybe the LAN part of it doesn't even matter. Like maybe as long as people are sitting in front of their computer and they can play a game and hang out, like that's
right. all that matters. Yeah. And that may be part of it too. That may be part of it too. I don't know. Question. I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know. We watched a lot of fucking Starship Troopers though.
Oh my God. Dude, not only did we watch a lot of Starship Troopers, but then the realization that like Sony publishes Helldivers, Sony owns Starship Troopers, and like we were watching like legitimate, like we were watching parts of that movie, we were like, this is from Hell, like Helldivers, right. this is like Helldivers did this, like the right. design of this, or like the speech, or like whatever. You're like, wow, is Sony really like Sony letting them like rip off Starship Troopers without having to like say it because it's all owned by the same company?
Somebody's
going to sue them over it.
Doesn't the Heinlein estate own it? I thought the Heinlein estate owned it.
No, I looked it up. It's owned by Sony.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess if you're gonna rip off, off Starship Troopers, get the company that owns it to pay you for it.
Yeah,
I mean,
because like we were even watching like the animated show and shit, and we were like, or the animated movie or whatever, and like there was stuff in there that was like, oh, this is in Helldivers,
right?
Like it's almost like Arrowhead sat down and like watched the whole breadth of Starship Troopers and was like, all right, we're making this game. Like, we're making right. it. Like, we're, well, although, also to be fair, there is a, like, I don't know if you know this, there's a Helldivers 1.
Yeah, no, that's, I've heard that.
And it's the same tone and the same shit.
Right.
So I don't know. It's interesting. I wonder if it's one of those things where, like, they made Helldivers 1 and ripped off Starship Troopers without telling anyone. Yeah. And Sony came knocking and they were like, hey, how about instead of suing us, you let us make the next, like, we'll just don't like buy us or pay us, and like we'll make another one of these, and you don't like, and we won't get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird situation watching it and playing the game at the same time, because it's like you are playing Starship Troopers the game.
Yeah. Also, just want to like reiterate, the game's fucking amazing.
It's so fucking good.
And extracting from a mission with the other three people you're playing with in the room is
yep.
fucking fantastic.
Yep, that's a great game. It is a great game. They just released the new Warbond today. All the guns in it, I think, suck, except for maybe the crossbow. I haven't unlocked it yet.
I also want to give a shout out to that fucking poker game on Quest. That thing is still unbelievable. We only played it a couple times, but like we got into a room with like some little kid who like
zero time word in about fucking running.
It was crazy. And then we're playing with a guy, he's sitting at the end of the table, he looks like Jerry Garcia. Yeah. And then he starts talking and he's an old man.
Yeah.
Like his avatar was him.
Until he handed the headset to his son so he could mute the kid. Trevor was the name of his son.
Oh, so good.
It was good. Yeah. that's a good game. But Demio, let's talk about Demio. Demio is fucking
sure. Yeah, Demio is a game that's been out for a long time. It's been a darling of VR for a while. I just never got around to playing it because it felt me like neither. A game that you should play with your friends.
And we did, and it was great. That is a great game. It's just so it's basically a board game that's not D&D, but nudge nudge wink wink. It's a D&D board game, and it's card based. So like, as you do damage and stuff, you get more cards that have more spells and stuff like that. And most of them are one-time use.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And it's just wild to be sitting there and just like, you know, you're sitting in front of this board game, turning the table and...
Yeah, you're like picking up the pieces and moving them, and you're playing the cards from your hand. You're rolling the dice with your hand. Like... Yeah, it's really clever. It's got to be one of the best one of the best, like, I know that's been, every time they've done a demo of VR or AR or whatever, they're like, oh, what if you could play a board game and it was on your TV or on your table in front of you? And it's like, well, this is it. This is actually the thing.
They do a really good job. It's a really good game. I think you can play it without VR, though, too, right?
Yes, it's on Steam.
And so can you play a mixed game where people are playing in VR and people are playing outside of VR? I wonder.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I can't imagine why you couldn't. It's not.
Yeah. Probably won't see. There's like a kind of weird quirk, where you do see your friend's hands kind of like getting in your face.
Yeah. The person who's playing, you see their hand.
Yeah.
Everyone else, you see their glasses, your magical glasses.
It's really neat, and it's on Quest Plus, so I didn't have to technically pay for it because I had a free month of Quest Plus. I don't know if I'm gonna keep it because I don't know when we're gonna play. Like, I don't know if we're gonna play it.
By the next, my guess is it'll go on sale between now and the next time we play it.
Yeah, I should keep it on my wish list,
and I'll just buy it then.
Because I mean, for a VR game, it is. I mean, it's $40. It's a $40 game.
It's a $40
game, which is. A little bit for a VR game, but I mean, I did pay $40 for Assassin's Creed Nexus, so I guess. Yeah,
but that's an Assassin's Creed ass game. Like,
it's an ass Creed ass game.
Ass Creed ass.
I'm also here to say that no matter what happens in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, May 1st, I'm going back to Assassin's Creed in Valhalla. So,
oh wow,
strapping in
for Valhalla-ing. I still have to beat the Yuffie campaign. I've only played Helldivers this week. It's the only thing I've played. Because it's a good game with guns and freedom. They start news broadcasts with freedom's greetings.
It's true.
It's perfect.
I do have like a one little thing I could talk about quickly with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, if you're interested.
Yes, I am.
I'm still playing it. I still love it. Some people started talking this week about there being too many mini games. The game's full of mini games. Why do I have to play all these mini games? Like, there's so many mini games. I don't want to sit here and play all these mini games. And I'm asking people, this happened in my work Slack. We have a video game channel in the work Slack. Someone was like, I was saying how I'm still playing it and I still love it. And they're like, oh, I'm at this one part and it's just all mini games and all mini games. And I hadn't been to that part yet.
Is it the Golden Saucer?
It is the Golden Saucer. Okay, so it's the Golden Saucer part of the game. And I hadn't gotten there quite yet. And I was like, how far are you? How far are you into the game? And they didn't say chapters. They said, oh, I've been playing for 24 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm over here like 15 hours in and about to hit the same spot they're at. And I was like, well, why are you... I said, hey, I haven't played. I play the one time they make you play it, and then I don't play it again. Like, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything playing these weird mini games. And they were like, oh, well, I'm a completionist. I was like, well, it sounds like you're making yourself fucking miserable. Like, I'm telling you that like this game is total joy. Like, I love every minute of it, and I've just been skipping these mini games. I played the Golden Saucer sequence yesterday. You pick three of the mini games, you play them one time, and then you can fuck off so that you can move the story forward. And the mini games were not like, they were like 2-3 minutes. And And they weren't bad. You can do the bike fight again, you know, the arcade bike fighter thing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's like judging. You haven't played Final Fantasy X, but there's an awful minigame in Final Fantasy X called Blitzball that you needed to do if you wanted Waka, who's one of the racist characters in the game. If you wanted Waka's ultimate weapon, you had to play a bunch of Blitzball. Like in Final Fantasy VII, if you wanted the golden chocobo, you had to do a fucking bunch of chocobo racing.
Absolutely.
But you didn't need to do that. And nor should you look at the game and go, God, this game sucks because chocobo racing sucks. Or Final Fantasy X sucks because Blitzball does suck. I love Final Fantasy X, but Blitzball does suck. I'll give you that. But like, I'm not going to hand wring over fucking Blitzball.
Yeah.
Because I agree, there were a lot of fucking mini games in the first Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Yeah, the remake.
Yeah,
yeah. Chapter what is it? Chapter 8? Am I on or 9? It's chapter 14 from remake again. Like you can go do all these things and spend 10 hours like playing those mini games and getting these buffs or whatever. And hey, let's be clear, I'm playing on easy, so maybe if I was playing on medium or hard, I would need these buffs. But I'm not. I'm playing on easy. Everything's been
I guarantee easy. You don't need the buffs, just like you don't need the ultimate weapon or the gold chocobo. You can do it, and it's cool because you get rewarded for it, but I guarantee you don't need it.
Yeah. Agreed. So there you go. Don't waste your time on things you don't want to do in video games if you don't have to do them.
Right, 100%
There's no reason
agreed.
To be a completionist.
Right. Unless you want to be. I wanted to do all the shit in Final Fantasy VII Remake. In fact, I was so upset that I didn't get the two best weapons for Barret and Tifa that I almost reloaded a save 2 hours previous to where I was so that I could go back and get them. I didn't do that, but I almost did. So, like, but I don't fault the game for that.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know. Yeah, that's weird. It's like people who are really upset at Helldivers because they think it's boring because they run the same loadout every time. It's like, well, here's the thought. There's like a million guns in that game. Try another one.
Or go fight another species of enemy.
Right.
And like, you'll have to change your loadout a little bit.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, you want to do the news?
I would love to do the news.
The Fallout TV show is here, and it appears to be a critical success and you can't call it ratings, but I guess people are watching it. I'm a little bummed that all 8 episodes dropped at once because I cannot watch 8 episodes of the show at once, as some people have. But with the show being here, they've decided to basically make all the Fallout games free. Now, of course, if you have Game Pass, they were already free. But right now, Amazon is offering Fallout 76 for free. And I believe GOG has Fallout 2 or Fallout New Vegas. If you look around, you'll find free Fallout games like crazy right now.
I think you're right. I think it's GOG that has New Vegas.
Yeah. And then on April 25th, Fallout 4 is getting its long-awaited. I didn't know it was long-awaited.
I don't know about it. Long-awaited doing a lot of work in that sentence.
Yeah. The next-gen patch is coming. So if you have a PS5 or an Xbox Series, there's a big upgrade. They're also adding some stuff to the PC version. It's not like a graphical thing, but there's like, you know, tweaky PC shit.
It's fucking wild that like we are 4 years... And this game is now getting its next gen patch. 4 years in.
I mean, they were probably timing it with the show, right? I mean, they were probably waiting for the show to come out.
But they still missed that mark.
True. They did miss it by 2 weeks. But you know. There was a thing yesterday called the Triple I Initiative Showcase.
Out of nowhere, out of left fucking field.
I didn't watch it because I was like, well, what's this going to be? A bunch of dudes in their basements like showing off their games on a YouTube video?
I can't wait to see what the next Killing Floor game is.
No, they weren't there.
No,
And that game's been embraced, so who knows? So all the big... There was what? There's a Vampire Survivors Contra...
Right.
Contra thing. I gotta ask you. As someone, as big fans of Vampire Survivors and big fans of what an incredible success story that has been for a small team, is it cool or not that they're going to the licensed IP well for DLC?
I don't know. I mean, like, the Dead Cells Castlevania DLC was cool, from what I understand. I haven't played it. I don't know. I have no idea. Konami seems like they'll give their IP out to anyone.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway.
When was the last time I even played Vampire Survivors? That game's two years old, right? Like, that game's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that was our game of the year 2022, right?
I mean, it was your game of the year 2022.
Well, but still. But, like, it was 2022, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Correct. Because it was the big Steam Deck game. And the Steam Deck came out in 2022.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't have any strong feelings about one way or the other. I'm glad that they are still continuing to make money off that thing, and I hope that they continue to make money off that thing. If people are still enjoying it, great. That's great.
Last week, we touched on a rumor that the Dead Cells developers were working on a Prince of Persia game called The Rogue Prince of Persia. That is true, and it comes out in like a month.
That's true, like, to the letter.
Yeah. Everything you thought was true. So this news story is like a Russian nesting doll of like weird shit. So Battlefield 2042 season 7 is currently ongoing. It will be the final season of Battlefield 2042. Now let's take the first layer off.
Along with that, they have announced
That the next Battlefield is now very much in development, and which is sure, of course.
Right.
But also, we have to remember that it was just a few weeks ago that we found out that Ridgeline Games, who were working on the single player campaign, are like done. They closed the whole studio.
Right.
And now they're doing. So here's the. Maybe this is a whole. This is another layer. So that as part of that announcement, they've announced that they're doing the Call of Duty approach to Battlefield development. It's all hands on deck. Like, every studio at EA is like now working on Battlefield.
Right.
So that they can make a world-class Battlefield game. They've got some juice. 2042 ended up being a game that people liked, and it seems to be being played by quite a few people. So it's all hands on deck at EA to make like the next Battlefield super awesome.
Right.
So one of those things is that Motive is one of those teams that's now knee deep in Battlefield. You might recall that they're the team who did the Dead Space remake.
Right.
And they're working on an Iron Man game.
Right.
So Iron Man still very much in development. Dead Space now dead.
Well, according to EA, never in development, and then according to Motive, we wanted to.
So this all starts because Jeff Grubb, infamous 50% right, but people think he's way more accurate than that guy, came out and said, "Oh, Dead Space 2 remake is they killed it when they're moving Motive to Battlefield. They killed the Dead Space 2 remake. Like, it was in development and it's dead." EA comes out and is like, "The fucking guy's crazy. He doesn't even know the fuck he's talking about."
Old 50% Jeff, back at it.
Old Jeff 50-50 Grubb. So what Jeff heard is that, like, yeah, somebody was probably like working on the pitch for like Dead Space 2 and like working on the concept art so they could show it to EA to get the green light. And they never even made it to that point.
Right.
So they're all right. Like, Jeff is right. People were working on Dead Space 2. EA is right. They were not in development on Dead Space 2. Like, there was like five people like starting to work on it. Now Schreier comes out and says that they might have been working on Dead Space 2 might have not have been a remake of Dead Space 2. It might have been just like a sequel to the remake.
Right. I see that now. Yeah. Another report claims the franchise is on hold after a disappointing with the Hills. But EA Motive was reportedly hoping to make a brand new Dead Space game.
So we all lose, but essentially we're going to get like a subpar Battlefield game that's not going to be good for a year.
Optimistic.
Yeah. The Iron Man game is going to suffer. We don't get more Dead Space after the brilliant remake, after a year of remakes.
I know.
Dead Space being the best one. Now, like,
I guess I didn't realize it didn't sell well.
What does that mean, though? The game was on Game Pass. It was on PS Plus. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. What does not sell well mean? I think they're using that as cover.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's a way to blame us for it. It's a way to be like, well, right. If you guys had bought it more.
Right. If only you had bought more copies. You should have bought two. The great do the current gen consoles suck debate rages as it has been announced that Hellblade 2 will harness the full power of Unreal Engine 5 by running at 30 frames per second.
Finally.
I don't know. They're Ninja Theory's whole thing is we want this to look photorealistic across all consoles. Like, we want this to be like the best looking game of all time, and it can't run above 30 frames. Now I don't know what the PC, PC version
will be better, but still it does. I fucking hate this debate.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting because like it just keeps coming up. Like I know. And, you know, and now
well, it's partially their fault because console manufacturers, whenever they're trying to pitch you the next thing, this runs 4K at 60 frames. This runs this and this at 60 frames. You'll get more 60 frames per second. And then so you hype this up as a huge metric and a measuring stick for the rest of your games. And then when your games don't hit it, it becomes a disappointment, not like a holy fuck. This game fucking looks amazing. Senua's Saga looks amazing. Yeah. I don't care that it's only running at 30 frames a second.
Well, somebody now living in the PC gaming space, that's been an interesting thing for me. Has been we talked about this last week. I'm very much into what FPS my games are running at, and like last night. So let's see here. Last night I was playing. I gotta look more into this, but last night I was playing Fortnite on the PC with Atlas, and I'm running it like with the GeForce thing is like optimized for my computer. It's like everything's jacked, like sure. not like to where it should be. Not like sure. Right. You know what I mean?
Optimized. It is optimized,
and it runs at 1440p, and I'm getting like 100 to 110 frames per second. Mm-hmm. Now, if I go over to my Xbox, this is where I'm a little lost, but it's in 4K at 120 frames per second.
Yeah, but it doesn't
look maybe doesn't look as good.
It doesn't look as good.
But yeah, how much better?
That is the question you have to ask yourself. Does it matter to you? Does it matter to you if it? I mean, because you could get that. I mean, also, what is the max? I don't even know what the max refresh rate of your monitor is, but it may not go much above 120.
It's 165.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. Then yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that it definitely looks worse on your Xbox. Well, does it look noticeably worse? Probably not.
No.
Not unless you're looking at them side by side.
Maybe. Helldivers 2 looks super good on my PC. Mm-hmm. And it runs 80 to 90 frames per second.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good? Like, is that right? Like, is that sure. like, is that
you're looking like, for anything over 60, basically?
Yeah. Okay.
As long as you're over 60, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think Helldivers 2 looks great on my PC.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
I tried to look at your computer every once in a while to see like how much better it looked. I felt like one time we were at the extraction point and there was like a a parking lot light, like shining down on some boxes, and I thought your reflections looked better. Like oh, your maybe. Lighting looked a little better, but that was kind of it. I thought
this screen is also like an OLED, you know, it's an OLED screen too. So like, it's going to look.
I was looking kind of just graph like shadows and stuff. I think you had like better light. Oh, slightly better lighting than I did. I don't know what CPU you have though. Or like, I know, are you, you're four, there's four goddamn sticks of RAM in there. I don't know how much RAM you're running.
Oh, those are all eights, I think. I think I have 16, or maybe I have 64. I don't remember.
Well, you know, a big debate with my PC has been that it only has one stick of 16 gigabyte RAM.
Right.
I actually had Diablo 4 crash on me one time over the weekend because of lack of memory.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. So I'm really considering buying another 16 gig stick.
You
it's
could.
Once. It's only one time, just to be clear. It was just that one time. You know, I don't know why it did it. Computers are weird, man.
That is the case. I have 32 gigabytes of RAM. So those are all 8 gig sticks, I guess.
All right. Harold Ryan, who you may know as the former CEO of Bungie, he has a new company called Probably Monsters. And under that umbrella, they have started a new game studio called Hidden Grove. They're working on a multiplayer competitive adventure game.
Great.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, I guess it means what? Like, it's not a shooter.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just not a shooter. Yeah. Well, and my final news story for this week is that we got a trailer, a release date for Star Wars Outlaws.
Yeah,
the game will be coming out. The game will be coming out August 30th. So leading up to this, we had heard a rumor that like the game was like maybe a shorter experience, that maybe it was gonna be $50, like Assassin's Creed Mirage. This game is fucking expensive.
Hello, $130 deluxe edition. How are you?
Yeah, there's an $110 deluxe edition and a $90 deluxe edition and then a $70 base game. Or you can join Ubisoft Plus, and for $18 a month, you get the $130 edition.
Right.
Which
and you play it 3 days early.
Yeah. Well. Either way, I mean, if you put Ubisoft Plus or
if you pre-order,
if you buy any of the upgraded editions, you get to play 3 days early.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but also, did you watch the trailer?
I did.
It felt a little flat for me.
Yeah. Same.
It was real generic.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, we gotta go do a thing, and some people are bad, some people are good, but you don't know which ones are good, and you don't know which ones are bad. There's a lot of gray area in Star Wars.
What is the underworld? They use the word underworld like four or five times in the beginning of the trailer. Underworld this, underworld that. It's like I get it. It's Ultima Underworld. I get it.
They're outlaws. I don't know if you know.
Right. No, it's in the name.
Yeah, it's on the box. They're outlaws.
I don't know. I have gone real soft on this one.
I'm still gonna play it. I just don't know which.
I'll probably play it.
I have so many fucking options now.
I know.
I could play it on the PC. I could play it on the Xbox. I could play it on PlayStation.
I wonder if it's coming to the Switch. It's not coming to the Switch, is it?
No, it's not coming to the Switch. It's for next generation, current generation consoles and PC. I don't know. I might get it on PC. It does all the DLSS3 shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't. I don't know. I guess I don't know how much I care about it, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, we've got four more months. We've got an Ubisoft showcase in June. We'll see it again. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Hopefully something. I mean, and let's be clear. There was only like 20 seconds of gameplay footage in that trailer.
Right. And like, it was feel like it was stuff they showed at the Ubisoft event last year.
No, not really.
Wasn't it her sneaking around that hangar?
Yeah, we saw gameplay of that, and now we saw like some in-engine cutscene.
Right.
But yeah, it was a lot of new stuff in that trailer. It's just the story, they didn't do a good job of like cutting together. Like, it felt almost like they were trying to, there's surprises. Like,
he's dealing with something much bigger than her.
Yes, like you're gonna, which means like, we saw Jabba the Hutt in the trailer. Is Boba Fett in the game? You know. Like,
yeah. Right. So. There was someone else. There was some other familiar face besides Jabba. I can't remember now. But yeah,
you get the feeling that it's one of those Star Wars things where like the end of it dovetails into something that happens in the movie. Like,
right?
You find out she's the reason why such and such a thing is happening in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, you see Solo and Carbonite. That's who you see. You see Solo and Carbonite. So it takes place.
It's between Empire and Return of the Jedi.
Right. It must be.
It is. That's what it says in the description.
I hope you're the one that plants the lightsaber on R2-D2.
Oh, isn't that? I mean, for sure, right? Like, doesn't it just feel like
right? That's exactly what.
Although, does Leia do that? Doesn't is she
know.
The one who's?
I don't know.
Either way,
I don't know.
I should watch those movies again. I love Star Wars.
Good. I understand.
Yeah, I love Star Wars. Well, you ready for some email?
I'm born ready for email.
If you want to email us, you can send us an email, podcast@bullshotpodcast.com, like our friend Wyatt does. Every week he goes back and he listens to an episode of Bullshot from around this time in the past. He summarizes the episode. Fish gets to guess why the episode is titled what it's titled. There's also a very shocking piece of trivia that I do not remember at the end of this one. Yeah, get ready. So let's strap in. This is April 15th, 2011, episode 101, New Hotness. Jim is playing Dead Space 2, Severed. The SOCOM, the SOCOM 4 beta. Fish is too busy living in California to play video games.
That's true. I was too busy living in California to play video games. That's absolutely true. I was courting my wife. Thank you very much.
There you go. The news, Capcom had a Captivate event. Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition is coming June 7th as DLC and on June 28th as a retail disc. Dead Rising 2 Off the Record was announced.
That's right. That's the one that has the reporter guy in it.
Fallout New Vegas is getting a DLC called Honest Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
They're making a sequel to iPet called iPet and Friends.
No.
It's true. It says it right here. Blood Rain Betrayal for the 3DS has been put on hold.
Yeah, I don't think that came out. I think that...
never materialized.
I don't think that ever made it.
Netflix can now be controlled with Kinect. Bullshot gave it a review of half-assed.
I must have tested that. Because I had a Kinect.
Done it too. I did too. It's the Xbox One Kinect by then, right?
2011? No, not 11. No, it's 360.
No, I only had a Kinect for like a day. I bought it. I set it up. My room wasn't big enough. I took it back.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. I never got to use the Kinect for 360.
It wasn't good. No, I played Child of Light with it and it wasn't good.
Right. The 10th anniversary of the Xbox and Halo is coming up. To celebrate, Halo Waypoint is getting an update with Halo-themed avatar items, a Halo motion comic. Microsoft said PAX Prime is going to be a big 10th anniversary celebration for Halo.
Mm. Had Bungie already left at this point? Because they did reach in 2010 and that was that, yeah. Right?
Yeah. They had moved on.
Right.
Analysts everywhere are reporting that the Wii 2 will be announced on or before E3 this year.
No, wait. Yes, because I went to that Wii 2. I went to see the Wii 2.
The Wii 2. That's what we called it. The Wii 2. And that's why it failed.
Yep.
We have March 2011 NPDs. Any idea what the March 2011 best-selling game? I can give you a huge clue if you want, because I don't see how you would remember this. But
it's not a Call of Duty game.
It is not Call of Duty.
All right, give me a clue.
It's the number 2 and number 1 are the same game, but different.
No idea.
Okay, you'll get it real fast. Number 10 was Fight Night Championship. Number 9 was MLB 11 The Show. Number 8 was NBA 2K11. Number 7 was Crysis 2. Number 6 was Lego Star Wars 3 The Clone Wars. Number 5 was Call of Duty Black Ops. Number 4 was Dragon Age 2. Number 3 was Homefront. And the number 2 and number 1 best-selling games of March 2011 were Pokemon Black and Pokemon
Red. Okay. Yeah, no. I was going to be like, what, FIFA Soccer and Pro Evolution Soccer? Is that number 1, number 2? Yeah, Pro Evolution never did that well.
No. Not enough fans of footy here in America.
No, not here.
Here's your weird trivia. The title of the episode is because we're in a new season era of Bullshot, and thus we have a new intro song. It was the prettiest remix by Jim Guthrie from the Sword and Sorcery soundtrack.
Yes, I remember that. I do remember that.
Well, that was a you decision, I'm sure, I think.
I think we talked about it. I think we talked about changing it up.
No, sure. I'm sure we like agreed, but I was saying I think that would not be a song that I would
have. I wanted to do the secret track off of Watch the Throne, where it's Kanye saying I'm on a slow motion video right now because I'm moving in slow motion. No, yeah,
no, I sure you've brought, no, you've told this story a few times.
Yeah, no, that's what I wanted, and then you were like, we cannot use a Kanye song, and you know what, you were right.
You know what? Time has proven.
Time has proven you were correct. Jesus Christ.
I was correct. Oh, man. Well, you can email us.
Jim Guthrie song again.
Yeah, go listen to that song, and then
I don't think we went back to this theme until we started doing the show again.
That might be right. I mean, we definitely have been using the old theme song since we came back, but yeah. I don't remember if we ever went back to it.
We might have done it as like a zinger if we did like a one-off episode for E3 or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Podcast@bullshotpodcast.com. Shoot us an email. And then what else? Podcast@bullshotpodcast.com. Join the Discord. Link is in the show notes. It's the best way to chat with us. Hey, and I just want to make a big blanket apology to the Discord. You heard us talk about the LAN party. It was never going to work. I don't think we were ever going to find a way to get people from the Discord to play. It's just we had too many people and not enough slots to fill to play games. So
yeah, we had too many four-person game. The four-person game, man. It's everywhere.
And the finals is three people. Except for the new 5v5 mode. But then there's seven of us, so...
Right, then it's, yeah.
3v4, I don't know. So we gotta find a way to do 3v3s with the finals. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I could probably uninstall the finals from my PC. I don't probably need it on there. I should probably just play it on my
Xbox. And then, like, we're trying to play Sea of Thieves, but that was a nightmare.
Yeah, downloaded 100 gigs of Sea of Thieves just to almost turn around and immediately uninstall it.
And then Kirk ended up playing it with Eddie. While we were playing, yeah. Sea of Thieves. I wish we could have gotten that working. I want to play that. I've never played it.
I played it just one time. I played it when Eli was having LANs in his basement.
I played it once. Yeah.
With them. That was it. That was it. That's the end of the show as well. So thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with. More
fun
Final
and exciting
Fantasy
new
7
things.
Rebirth talk. Hopefully this weekend I can get in some Diablo and some Helldivers. And
it's
some...
going out of town this week. It's going to be brutal. No. It's going to be brutal.
What are you going to do?
Rely heavily on my in-laws. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck. Have fun. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Goodbye.